8:14, Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Meredith, Tyler Gumnick, Isher, thanks for being with us here on this Thursday morning. Lots of new stuff happening here in the state of Illinois, including the legalization of marijuana. We'll get into a little bit of that as we're joined this morning by Knox County Sheriff David Clegg. Sheriff, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. Doing well, other than a cold.
Well, which, you know, we were talking about this. When you're on vacation in a warm weather climate, you always feel much better.
Always. Always.
You get back home and to work, it makes it worse again for whatever reason. All right. Well, thanks so much, Sheriff, for joining us here this morning. Well, let's start off something that's become an annual event, a really, really cool thing that the Sheriff's Department does, the Senior Police Academy. Let's talk about that coming up first and what it is and how people can participate.
Well, the Senior Police Academy, which I think this may be the seventh or eighth year we've been doing it, is hosted by a triad, which is hosted by the Knox County Sheriff's Department. The Police Academy begins on Monday, January 20th, and concludes on March 23rd. Every Monday during that period of, 10 weeks, the classes start at 9 a.m., end at 11:30. It's being held again this year at the VFW Hall at 1001 Michigan Avenue here in Galesburg. Some of the speakers, Galesburg Transit, VNA, Crime Scene Investigator, which has always been, Tom Murch, he's a retired Illinois State Police Crime Scene Investigator. He's been kind enough to do this for about 3 years now, and
I'm guessing that is a session that the seniors absolutely love.
Yes. Yeah. Tom is excellent, not only job-wise, but he got a great personality, and he'll keep everybody in stitches as well as learning. Frauds and scams, which is given by Sheriff's Department John Kennedy. Seminary Street Manor, defensive driving. Fire safety, right now it's by Chief Oven. Legal matters, Attorney Chad Long, sex offenders, and 911. In the past, we've attempted to get everybody to tour the 911 dispatch center. Hopefully, we can get that accomplished again this year. Knox County Nursing Home Alternatives. And that last day, unfortunately for the attendees, it's devoted to me where I can talk.
And it's
a good time. It's a great group of people. The age requirement to attend, you must be at least 60 years of age to attend. How to register, probably the easiest is just to show up that first day and sign your name and attend. I always like to laugh and joke with them, but when I talk at the very first day, about 5 minutes, I tell them we're going to have a test. And you know, some of them are like, oh, man, but and that's a joke. So it's a learning, and any questions that they feel like they don't want to ask during the class, they can ask of me that very last day. So I'm looking forward to it. I hope that we can get a good group of people.
So, again, VFW Hall, and starting on January 20th, which is, a little less than 2 weeks away, Monday the 20th, and runs through March 23rd. And, just show up.
It's yes,
the exactly. Easiest way to go about it.
Yep.
You may learn some really cool things, and you're going to get into the scams. I mean, I know we've talked about different ones in the past. There's so many. There's always a new one out there. Just be vigilant. I'm to the point now, I do not answer my phone if I don't know the number. If it's important, I think they will leave a message if I need to, and I'll listen to the message if I need to get back with them. Otherwise, I don't anymore because, I mean, why at this point? Because they've gotten to the point now with technology, they can use numbers you know of people you know, and even then you might, in fact, our general manager here got a call from his own number once.
Is that right?
Yeah. They called him on his own number. If anybody's asking, you're telling you, IRS doesn't call you and doesn't ask for money over the phone. The Knox County Courthouse or any other courthouse or the Sheriff's Department not calling you and asking you or telling you got to pay money over the phone with a gift card from a grocery store or anywhere else. In some ways I'm surprised it happens to people that they actually fall for it, but just be vigilant. Yeah, you can find out information during the Senior Police Academy as well.
Right.
So, great event. Knox County Sheriff David Clegg joining us here this morning. All right. Well, I guess, it's just something people may have heard about, with the January 1st rolled around, some new laws, including, the legal use of recreational marijuana. Of course, the dispensary here, not open yet. I know there's some of them that aren't. It was so popular, though, that there were some that ran out of product and had to close down. So there's been a lot of information floating around on social media, a lot of things with the law, and like, oh, you're not going to be able to get your FOID card if you answer this question this way, this and that. All right, let's talk about that. Let's start with that in the first place. There's one in particular, say, if you answer this question this way on the FOID card, you're not going to be able to get it. Well, one, the fact is it's legal now here in the state of Illinois. It's not legal federally, but one has nothing to do with the other.
Exactly. And, you know, that's been a concern that's been brought to my attention. Forget about that on Facebook. And, you know, about the only way that law enforcement can enforce taking someone's FOID card away or asking the state police to do it is if you make an arrest and there's a large amount of cannabis or other narcotics. There's other issues too, mental illness or domestic batteries, such things as that. But when it comes to cannabis, there is no magical way that we can look at a card, look at the number of guns, and determine he or she needs that FOID card revoked.
And I don't know if there's any rules in place for the purchase, if you can only get so much or so often. But that was another question, like, well, okay, if they deem I'm buying too much and think I'm using too much, can they take it away? And again, unless you're doing something illegal, for instance, maybe driving under the influence of it, that's a whole other subject.
Exactly. As far as, you know, I'm going to do some bashing here, but, you know, with the way the law reads, the regulatory side of it, there is really no direct communication from that out of Springfield to local law enforcement. So it would be pretty much up to that salesperson's discretion that if I know that Dave Clegg was in yesterday, I better think twice about selling it today.
Okay. All right. It's yeah. So there's no way you can know that. They're not keeping track locally or any.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Knox County Sheriff David Clegg joining us. Is there with this? I mean, because I know there was a lot of concerns in the law enforcement community, and I know this past year, you being the president of the Illinois Sheriff's Association, you had a lot of talks about this. You spent a lot of time in Springfield and whatnot. Is there one particular thing that law enforcement was worried about with the advent of this, or is it kind of across the board?
Well, the easy answer would be it's pretty much across the board, but yeah. A couple of things that really stick in my mind. Colorado, and I forget the other state, but in the last 2 years, fatal car crashes involving a driver who is arrested for DUI under the influence of cannabis have increased 177%.
Wow.
Now, you know, when you present that to the lawmakers, it really doesn't affect them. They don't have to come out and remove that body from the scene. They don't have to go to the house and tell their loved ones that mom or dad, boyfriend, girlfriend is now deceased. But that is an extremely high rate. A few years back, Deb and I were invited by the director of the Colorado Sheriff's Association to have dinner one night. We were out of state at a meeting, and he was adamant, do not allow Illinois to legalize marijuana. And for the next two and a half hours, he gave examples of what had been occurring in the state of Colorado, of which, you know, the stats show that the number of nonviolent crimes has decreased. Well, that's fantastic. But what they're not really hitting on is the number of violent crimes that have skyrocketed, such as armed robberies, such as kidnappings,
wow,
such as home invasions, such as murders.
Wow. I'd say I didn't realize that.
And it's only gone higher the last couple of years, out alone the fatal car accidents. So, to answer the question that you asked, there's a whole lot of concerns that law enforcement has, and I'm just touching upon just a handful.
Well, I think part of what people don't understand, the component, for instance, with driving under the influence, you know, I've heard many people say over the years, well, if I would rather get in the car with somebody high than somebody drunk. Well, this marijuana that you're buying legally This is a whole different animal. This is so much different. I guess I would say better. It's so much stronger because you're buying it on the street. Who knows what it's cut with? It's not very pure. This stuff is completely different and so much stronger that even those that have done it regularly for years, it's a whole different thing.
Oh, yeah, exactly. I go back to 1974, going to the police academy at the University of Illinois, and our narcotic instructor was a retired DEA agent, and he devoted one day about marijuana, and one thing that he repeated numerous times was that, in his opinion, I mean, it's not this way in the law, but that marijuana was definitely a hallucinogen. Well, that's in the category of LSD, which obviously cannabis is not. But it correlates with what you're saying. You know, we've got the street corners that are selling, and they're selling their THC level may be 30%. But now we've jumped from that street level to a pure bread, so to speak. And that's anywhere from 95% on about 99%. And that is where the problem begins. The other thing that goes along with that is that you or I that need to go to an ER room eventually, and I'm hoping that it's not going to be this way in Galesburg, but in the states that are doing this, that the ER rooms are so packed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from people suffering from much like what you're saying. You know, I've been using marijuana, say, for 10 years, and I go out and get this pure stuff. I pass out. I collapse. They rush you to the hospital. You or I will – it's going to be hard to get in to see an ER.
Yeah.
But these are things that were all brought to light with politicians, which all of them basically said, you know, we understand. And, you know, majority of them said, oh, we won't vote against it. But when the vote came and you looked at the results, you found that majority, not our local ones, our local ones stood tall. My hat is off to those four, Dan Swanson, Noreen Hammond, Jill Tracy, and Chuck Weaver. They stood tall. But the majority that said to us, oh, yeah, we won't vote for it, in fact, did.
Not surprising in a lot of ways.
Right.
Yeah. Knox County Sheriff David Clegg joining us here this morning. The new law with legalizing marijuana. And, you know, and it's something that the governor talked about in his campaign that he wanted to do, yet it was still a pretty quick and maybe not well thought out action. I mean, they it was thought out, but maybe they should have spent some more time on different you know, rules and regulations to do with it. Is that kind of the feeling of law enforcement?
Oh, it was definitely put together quickly.
Yeah.
You know, he sold it in such a fashion that
tax dollars.
And that was going to go to education.
Yeah.
We have yet to see any money from the lottery of 25 years ago ever go to education.
Yeah.
And it was thrown together, and we spent weeks on developing language, and one in particular was that there was nothing in the law that prohibited law enforcement from smoking marijuana on duty or off duty. Now think of it. Now that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And so they argued about it, but finally they drafted a bill. We weren't satisfied with it. They changed it again, and now it's prohibited. But it was thrown together quickly. Let's get it out on the market. Let's make money.
Yeah. Well, the other thing people have to realize is, you know, if you have a job where there is already rules in place as to, you know, drug use and drug testing and that didn't change that. Unless they told you different, that's still their policy. No different than being drunk at work, which it's illegal to drink. But it's there's still, if those policies were in place, those things haven't changed.
Exactly. And law enforcement's a good example. We are a good example. We've had a policy in place for 10 years now prohibiting that. And that we also have random drug testing. If you fail that random drug test, you're subject to termination. And since it's already been in place, there's nothing any of the unions can do other than try to negotiate it out, which will never happen.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you, yeah, it's still whatever the law was. No. Yes, it's legal. However, yeah, it doesn't matter. If your job says you can't do it, you can't do it.
Exactly.
And nothing law enforcement or anybody can do about that, which is probably a good thing. Knox County Sheriff David Clegg joining us here this morning. Anything else in particular with that issue that you want to touch on and that you think people maybe need to know? Or
One issue that's asked of me frequently is the canine.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Throughout the state, throughout the country, there are canines that have been trained to sniff out marijuana. I sit on the Illinois Training Board as well, and that has been brought to the board on a couple of different occasions of we need to basically have those dogs that are certified in marijuana detection decertified. And my argument there was that if I'm a known drug dealer, I'm going to have that container that is odor-proof, child-proof, so on and so forth. So if that dog were to alert, I'll back up. If we had no dog and the cop stops me and walks up to the car and can smell some cannabis, here, officer, I've got this container. End of the situation. Mm-hmm. What about the 500 pounds of marijuana I'm transporting in the trunk? So they finally allowed the dog free air sniff. That, technically speaking, that container would not emanate any odor to allow that dog to hit on the car. So the dog would be hitting on whether spilled cannabis on the floor, something in the trunk, something underneath the seat. And then that allows us, law enforcement, to get a search warrant and do the search.
So, I mean, just that odor should give probable cause then, right? Because those containers are truly odorless that the canines cannot even detect it if it's truly in there as it should be.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, exactly. That would make sense that there would be probable cause then.
Yeah.
I know one of the other things we talked a little bit off the air about this, that, one of the arguments for it was like, crime's going to decrease as far as drug dealers. Yeah, they're still going to be dealing, but now you're going to have the added issue of, and will the law, here's one a question I had, will the laws be different? Will it be harsher sentences for somebody who buys from the dispensary and then resells?
That's a good question. I cannot answer that,
yeah.
But that's an excellent question.
I mean, because that's what you would think. That's like, okay, well, that's for your own personal use, but yet now you've got, people buying from there. It's better quality, but they can still cut it up and still say, well, look, instead of buying it for, $500 at the dispensary, I've got it for, $150.
Right.
Whatever.
And somewhat of an abbreviated answer.
Mm-hmm.
If I were to give it to somebody that's 19 years old, I'm opening myself for being arrested. So anybody under the age of 21 cannot possess it, smoke it. I mean, it's just like it is a month ago. Mm-hmm. You can't have it.
Crazy. Crazy stuff going
yes.
on. It's So, that's a big one. And, you kind of have the feeling that with it being thrown together as quickly as it was, that, maybe in the not too distant future, there may be some changes in whether it's state laws or ordinances and those type of things.
I think the one thing that politicians need to take a hard look at and do some changing is DUI. The typical DUI, you do some field sobriety test, you're placed under arrest, you're brought to whether it's Galesburg Police Department or Knox County Sheriff's Department, you blow in a machine, determine your alcohol content.
Right.
There's nothing for marijuana. Now, some of the field sobriety tests you can do, but some you can't. The only thing, there's two things. The first thing, and probably the best thing as I'm speaking, is that if I smell the odor, the eye detection, determine that he or she has been using marijuana, I'm going to have to get a search warrant. And you're under a time element to begin with.
Yeah.
So by the time he or she, the officer, gets back to the station, drafts up the information, contacts the state's attorney at 2 a.m. in the morning, state's attorney comes down to the office, he signs off on it, then you go out, contact a judge, you go to his or her residence, get his or her signature, you're pushing the limit already. I mean, we are, let's say 40 minutes away from northern part of the county. There's the other thing that's been looked at is swabs, DNA, basically. Mm-hmm. But there again, you're going to have to get a search warrant. And there was something that had come out from one of the manufacturers several months back of the filter that needs to be replaced every time you give that breath test.
Mm-hmm.
And it's minimal cost. But this filter was like $700 every time you replaced it, which after every use, you replace it. And so the expense of not only getting everybody out of bed, the time element, expense for the lab to take a look and analyze if he or she has marijuana in their system. And the same thing holds true with a saliva swab. You're still going to have to run it through the laboratory, and it's going to cost the taxpayers money.
Yeah. Yeah. So much that wasn't considered, it seems like.
Exactly.
All right. Knox County Sheriff David Clegg joining us here this morning. Don't forget, Senior Police Academy gets underway in just a little less than a couple of weeks on January 20th at the VFW Hall here in Galesburg on Michigan Avenue, Monday the 20th. What time in the morning?
9 a.m.
9 o'clock in the morning, and a lot of great presentations will go on over the 10-week period, and you can show up and get yourself signed up there, and it's a great thing Triad does, and you can learn a lot. Got to be at least 60 years old or older to participate. So Senior Police Academy coming up. Sheriff, always appreciate your time and your input. Thank you so much.
Thank you.